Georgetown, a city of nearly 70,000 people north of Austin, was the first in Texas to shift completely to renewable energy in 2017. Now, the city wants to generate power locally, and a move staff say could change how neighborhoods of the future are designed. TPR tech reporter Paul Flaff visited Georgetown to learn more.
Georgetown, Texas got a lot of attention when it went 100% renewable energy in 2017. $19 million in free publicity, says a city commission study from national interviews, mentions, and stories.
There are cities in the U.S. that have already reached the goal of 100% renewable energy. Look what's happening in Georgetown, Texas.
The town was also featured in Al Gore's An Inconvenient Sequel.
Howdy.
Howdy, Mr. Vice President.
How are you, Mr. Mayor?
Welcome to the greatest city on planet Earth.
Oh, that's spoken like a good mayor.
The city's doubling down on its green strategy. Last month, Bloomberg Philanthropies gave Georgetown $1 million for its next innovation.
This is our idea. What if we had a virtual power plant in the city of Georgetown, and what would that look like?
Mayor Dale Ross says by renting residents' rooftops, installing solar, and backing it up with state-of-the-art battery technology, they can offset the quickly growing community's energy needs at a savings. The conservative Republican mayor says they've been buying energy from solar and wind farms hundreds of miles away and want to bring some generation back to Georgetown.
Well, this is definitely new and shiny. There are not that many projects like this. There are others.
Eric O'Shaughnessy is a market research analyst at the National Renewable Energy Lab.
But every time that one of these comes out, it comes out in a unique way.
He's identified more than 20 virtual power plant pilot projects across the country, from Maui to Chattanooga. All use rooftops. Some have battery backup and some don't. But
across the board, they are demonstrating that this works. At the very least, there's still a lot of open questions.
Georgetown plans to deploy about 90 kilowatts or 15 rooftops worth of power, along with 8 to 9 battery backups. O'Shaughnessy says these decisions are no-brainers in Hawaii, where energy runs more than 30 cents a kilowatt hour. But in Texas, where it's under 12 cents an hour, gets trickier. Jack Daly with the city manager's office says they're confident they can make it work.
What's interesting now is, we are right at the cusp of this making financial sense, right, with battery and solar technology. So if we can make it work with today's technology, the pro forma, the financial should only get better.
Behind this security fencing sits Georgetown's Westside Utility Service Center. Chris Foster, the manager of resource planning and integration, walks past rows of pole and pad-mounted transformers. Solar panels line the long south-facing structure's ribbed roof.
There's about 460 of these panels up here across the whole section. And it supplies enough energy for not just this building, but about 17 houses up the line into the Sun City neighborhood.
This array cut the cost of energy in this area nearly in half, he says. And future savings from their pilot will come from the resilience the batteries provide for maintenance and in emergency situations. He says the project can change how neighborhoods in this country are built.
I am excited. Yeah, anytime you got a chance to change the world, you know, you're going to do it.
O'Shaughnessy says some communities are already making those changes.
Building codes are increasingly embracing solar, so you can design an entire neighborhood to ensure that enough homes are south-facing.
Georgetown continues to be known for things like its annual Poppy Festival and its idyllic downtown square.
Your options are, we have 42 flavors powered by renewable energy.
But Karen Zofka, who owns ice cream shop and toy store All About Kids, says out-of-town customers increasingly know about the town's renewables push.
But when we talk to them, almost everybody knows the green story with Georgetown too. So it has impacted business for sure.
It takes a lot of energy to power those hot water tanks and commercial freezers, and she says the city signing that 20-year deal with renewable companies at a fixed rate actually made this shop possible.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think we would have even looked at the idea.
Georgetown won't know for more than a year how this project impacts the community or if they'll be able to expand the pilot past the first 15 homes. And whether this virtual power plant project changes neighborhoods forever, understanding that will take far longer. In San Antonio, I'm Paul Flaff.